Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Beverly Williams is here, too. Ladies and gentlemen, Beverly is an original member of our Brain Trust, the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, chosen by the SBA, the co-author of the 30-Second Commute. She and Don Cooper wrote that book. It's outstanding. If you're home-based or want to be, you have to have this book, The 30-Second Commute. She is the premier home-based business expert in the universe. She's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. I always wonder who you're talking about.
I've been talking to your mother. She writes my stuff here. Hey, Beverly, did you know that this is National Women's History Month?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact.
Did you know that? Oh, I can never get anything over on you. You're always way ahead of me.
Well, I serve on the Commission for Women here, and we do a display in the library window every year.
What's the big deal?
What do you mean, what's the big deal? This is a time to honor women, particularly in our locality, who have done things that usually get overlooked. We actually have what we call a Women's Hall of Fame, where people are nominated and then chosen by our committee to be inducted into this Hall of Fame to recognize the achievements of women. I think it's a wonderful thing.
You know, when you look back, not that the things that women are doing today aren't a big deal, but when you look back at what some women did over the last, you know, especially the last couple hundred years, that in the face of, there's no question that you know, in those days, it was a man's world.
Oh, yes.
And 100%. And for those women to be able to carve out their accomplishments the way they did is pretty remarkable.
It is remarkable. It was done quietly without any fanfare and with a lot of...
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Beverly. You know, I'm not going to give you the quiet and without fanfare thing. That ain't happening.
Well, but a lot of things...
It was effective. It was effective. That's what I'll let you have that one.
Okay, thanks. But... You know, and of course, I have to bring this back to home base. The fact that I'm a woman and I started this organization and movement in my area about home-based businesses, I can't tell you how many times people would look at me and you could just see the thought process in their mind. You know, yeah, you're a woman, staying home, you want to raise your kids and you want to earn a little bit of money, or you know, you're crocheting, watching your soap operas and eating bonbons. It truly, truly was something that was a stereotype. And people, I think some people still have that image.
Well, they still, now, and with some justification, I mean, not that stereotypes are ever good, but there's some justification for associating women with home-based businesses.
Really?
Yes, you know that. You know that. I mean, because women are the caregivers. They're the ones looking after the children. They're the ones usually who are relegated to taking care of the people who've gotten sick or whatever. Mm-hmm. They've chosen to do that, and being home-based fits that profile. There's nothing wrong with saying that.
Except that I don't believe it's 100% correct anymore.
Well, I didn't say it was. I'm talking with Beverly. This is, we're talking history here.
Okay.
Work with me. We're talking history.
Okay.
Am I not correct? I mean, you know, political correctness only, you know, is one of my hot buttons, and I think it's fair to say that home based, a lot of people think home based business, they think women, but you're exactly right. That's not necessarily the case, especially today. And as you know, Beverly, I was a teleworker in the 70s and home based in 89.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And, you know, it's still one of my soapboxes to put the two of those in the same sentence, but that's okay. I agree with you that this...
Well, the reason I think it's important is because being a teleworker for 6 years helped me In fact, I built an office as a teleworker that helped me to then become home-based,
right.
You know, 10 years later or so.
Right. You know, my issue is just to make sure that people understand the
There's
difference.
There's a difference. There's a difference.
That there is a difference, but because too many people lump them together. But
one's an employee, one's an owner.
That's right. Exactly. One writes his own paycheck if there's any money left at the end of the day. The image of women as caretakers is one that is still there. It is a stereotype. However, the reality is that about equal numbers of men are operating businesses from home. Men have traditionally run the home-based business for years and years, for centuries. The farmers, the CPAs.
The shopkeepers.
The shopkeepers. So many people who were the original home-based business owners were men.
Mm-hmm. Well, the original businesses were home-based.
That's right. Exactly. It's how this country got started.
How the world got started.
How the world got started. But the image is changing and the reality is changing that men are more and more the caretakers and more are the children raisers. There's a group, child raisers, I should say. There's a group out of New England that has spread across the country. You probably have talked with Peter Bayless in the past. And if not, you probably should. He has a group called At Home Dads. And these are men who are the primary caretakers of their children. And the majority of them also run a part or full-time business from home while they do it. So, yes, there is probably still the image in people's minds. But we'll continue to work very hard to change that.
Well,
that
the culture effect. I mean, the marketplace is changing it. The culture is accepting it. And the marketplace is changing it. And you're exactly right. And I think the point you're trying to get to, though, is the more men become home-based, the more it is being accepted as a business way of life. Because as people see men doing it, they realize that the stereotype was not valid. Or it's no longer valid, at least. You know, Beverly, on Tuesday, I gave a keynote speech to about 500 small business owners, business incubator professionals, and educators. Mm-hmm. And I asked the people in the audience how many were home-based. It was somehow, it came up, I asked them if they were home-based. And of the people who raised their hand, about half were men and half were women.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I believe it.
She loves it when I agree with her, ladies and gentlemen. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Beverly Williams, the author of The 30-Second Commute. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check it out. Use it to your advantage. We had a record month last month, including the blog. You guys just wore my blog out. Thank you. I like that when you do that. I like it when you use my blog. And don't forget, you can come and get it, or you can subscribe. We'll send it to you if you want to through Real Simple Syndication. We have and if you need the technology, if you don't have your own, you can find it there on my site, and it's free. We're just going to send you to the people who provide the RSS free software. So check it out when you get a chance. And also, don't forget to subscribe to my free weekly newsletter. It comes every Sunday afternoon. Beverly Williams is our guest, and she has a website. Beverly, go ahead.
www.beverlywilliams.com.
Yeah, just spell it out there and go there. Folks, if you're home-based or want to be, you got to know what Beverly is up to. And don't forget her book, The 30-Second Commute. Beverly, men and women this time of year, when the weather is gray and it doesn't know whether it wants to be winter or spring, and it, you know, you got cold one day and warm one day, and snow and rain and all the other stuff. This is the first quarter of the year. mm-hmm. can be gloomy sometimes, can it?
Oh yes.
And when you're home based, you're not out. You know, you're not maybe not as you're not as interacting with as many people as you would if you were working downtown in an office or mm-hmm. if you had a retail store and people were coming and going. How do you deal with this time of year as a home based business owner?
But it's interesting that there are days when I just look out the window and go, "Oh, I can't wait for spring." And there's a lack of motivation and energy to keep working. I think the reality for everybody, whether they're a home-based business or a business owner somewhere else or an employee somewhere else, all go through this. And the difference is that as a business owner, you need to give yourself some slack. You don't have to worry about the boss catching you slacking off like an employee would, but don't be too hard on yourself. Allow yourself to sort of sit and gaze out the window and not be real motivated for 5 minutes. You can't go a whole lot longer than that because you still have to write the paycheck. So what I suggest is that you call another home-based business owner, preferably, or someone else. Maybe you have a mentor, or maybe you have an informal board of directors.
What about customers?
Customers?
Why don't we get in the car and be un-home-based and go call on them?
Well, I'm thinking more of doing something for yourself, and there's nothing wrong with going and doing with a customer, except that sometimes you still don't have the energy. And if you need that, if you need to have that renewal, then you may get it more from somebody else who can sort of go have lunch, and then you can call that customer afterwards and say, "Hey, I'd like to stop by and talk
mm-hmm.
to you."
It's a good reason to be a member of a civic club.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good reason to be, and absolutely, folks, join your Chamber of Commerce and mm-hmm. attend the events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't get anything out of it if you don't go and participate, and so that can be a motivator.
Volunteer
as well.
For something.
Mm-hmm.
Volunteer for a project or a committee at the Chamber of Commerce, and mm-hmm. that'll get you out and get you revitalized and energized. It's true that we draw energy from other people, don't we?
We do.
And it's one of the negatives of being home-based, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's the isolation, but you're only isolated if you allow yourself to be isolated. It does take more effort to say, "I'm going to get out and go to this chamber meeting. I'm going to go and call, you know, this person that I met at that chamber event a couple weeks ago, and I'd like to get to know them better." There's lots and lots of things. You may even want to keep a little notebook of things like that to, you know, keep yourself, have a list that if you find yourself unmotivated, you can go to that list and say, "Okay, I said I was going to do this, 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 and this. Let's choose one thing and do it today."
You know, I'm actually the reverse of all this. When on days when it's gloomy and especially rainy days, mm-hmm. that's when I want to work.
Hmm.
It's the pretty days that I have a hard time with.
Yeah.
I mean, I actually, if I need to work, if I've got some stuff that really is, and I really need to work on, and you know, and I'm going to be home over the weekend, I actually hope that it rains that weekend. if it's not pretty, I'll stay home and work as opposed to going to play golf or something.
There you go. Well, I guess we all have our own thing, and that's okay. That's what makes us all so different. But it's important just to understand your motivations and what it is that will help you to stay focused on what you need to be focused on at the time.
But you know, Beverly, I think business helps make me ungloomy. If I've got business, if my business is working, if I'm being successful in my business, and you can define that however you want, mm-hmm. that to me, that fights off all the gloominess for me. What do you think?
Sure. I think it's a very good motivator. I really do. You're right. There are times when business is so good that you don't have time to worry about not having something to keep you motivated. But there are other times, and for other people, that it's very difficult in certain circumstances, mm-hmm. like gloomy weather, to stay motivated.
Nothing makes me ungloomy like making a sale.
Oh, yeah.
If you start feeling dark and depressed, ladies and gentlemen, go make a sale. That'll pick you right back up. Beverly, give us your website again, please.
High. It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
Thank you, Beverly, for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, it's official. She is the best. Quick break, 29 after, right back after these messages with Mr. Jim Morrison. Stay with us.
Ooh,
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.